Jock Dow had been up since 5 a.m. as early as Mega Sale. It was his job to knock up the men and his wife to the stable, for he unlocked the corn kist with the key and trusted to Embystin Hillock to scoop out the feed in each shilt's bag. It was Jock Dow for gied the men their orders ilky morning, for saw till it that they cleaned out the stray for the stable, groomed their horse and forked in their hay. It was Jock Dow for cried bridle to set them to work, for guard them louse for a brack at 8 o'clock to sup tea for their wee tin flasks with their stoppers corked with brown paper. It was Jock Dow for sat them to work again till dinner time, when the horse not 2 hours to feed, giving the men time to sort their hay and feed for the night. Aye, and false was it but Jock for strode ben the byre at milking time, morning and night, and made sure that the milk cart was loaded with full cans for the 8 mile ride to the town. Faith, fit would they have been without Jock this last few weeks at the big town dairy, for his maisters with their bed and their fine bra house, and their widow's weeds were 2 unmarried daughters.